USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is agreeing that his Build Back Better agenda is large, and White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says he realizes he may have to settle for separate portions of it being passed.
He also recognizes that nothing is going to get done without 50 votes, so we're not confronting a choice between what can happen in our ideal. It's a choice between, do we make critical progress for the economic well-being of middle-class families and in tackling climate crisis or not?
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she hopes the separate portions add up to a significant bill. New Mexico has become the first state to ask National Guard troops to serve as substitute teachers due to the pandemic. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham.
It's not a recruitment tool for any state department or the Guard or anybody else. It's just a vehicle to make sure that schools can stay open.
This is USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with his six-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Arizona's Attorney General is speaking out against the Biden administration. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Arizona's Republican AG Mark Brnovich is urging Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen to not defund Arizona schools as the state encourages anti-mask policies. This comes as the Biden administration targets Arizona and other states they say allocated their COVID relief money to other programs that discourage mask wearing and following federal health guidance. A.G. Brnovich joins Fox Business to weigh in.
What the Biden administration is doing is trying to systematically undermine our constitutional rights. And whether that's, you know, what they've done on the southern border, whether it's nationalizing our elections, and now this attempt to insert conditions into federal statutes that Congress didn't include.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
A bartender in Los Angeles takes credit for capturing a killer.
Career criminal Sean Smith, identified by police as the killer of Croft House employee and UCLA graduate student Brianna Kupfer, was arrested Wednesday in Pasadena, California. A bartender in Old Pasadena recognized the suspect when he asked to use the restroom. B-topia on CBS Los Angeles.
It was our bartender who had just seen the flyer pop up on our Instagram, and then when they popped up on the Instagram, that's when the person, they basically identified him, like, inside of our restaurant, and that's when we knew who it was.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Despite market advertising to the contrary, drinking alcoholic beverages is not good for your heart.
The World Health Organization says no amount of alcohol is good for the heart. The WHO putting out a policy brief last week to debunk the widespread notion that alcohol is safe in moderation. Critics were quick to argue that they ignored evidence. The Federation responded by updating the policy brief to further defend their stance with specific studies cited. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A huge dust storm has kept the Mars helicopter Ingenuity grounded for 2 weeks, but now the aircraft is scheduled to fly again as early as Sunday, according to NASA. The copter was supposed to be on a 30-day mission, but has been operating now for about 9 months. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.